From the perspective of the sound, the townspeople appeared as if they were one entity, a bizarre, syrupy liquid that filled the air and clung to the clothes and skin of its inhabitants. The colors were muted, as if someone had taken a paintbrush and smeared a thin layer of gray over the entire world. The sound said nothing, but it didn't need to. It could feel the town's energy, the way it crackled and popped like static electricity. And it could feel the town's anger. They were angry at fate, at God, at themselves. Even the sun, when it managed to peek through the clouds, seemed to give off a dull light. The sound said nothing, but it didn't need to. It could feel the town's energy, the way it crackled and popped like static electricity. And it could feel the town's anger, the way it simmered just below the surface like a boiling pot. The townspeople were angry, the sound could feel it. They were angry at the government, at the economy, at the world, but mostly they were angry at the sound. They blamed the sound for their own misery, for their own problems. They said that the sound was a curse, that it brought nothing but death and destruction. But the sound didn't care. It had been around long before the townspeople, and it would be around long after they were gone. It was the sound of the world, and it would continue to be, no matter what the people of Barcelona said or did.